Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, so I will get those for you on Instagram maybe tonight at some point. It'll be a lot of cap stuff and then just cocoons of caterpillars.
Caps cocoon.
At Grant H. Paulson. Let's talk Caps game two. The magnitude of this game, I think, is pretty obvious. I don't think people need me to explain the difference between 1-1 and 2-0. In terms of the likeliness of winning, I can give you those numbers in a best-of-seven series. But the command that you take, and selfishly for me and so many of you listening, the ease of tensions and anxieties, at least for the moment, as this series shifts to Montreal, where the Canadiens have a point in 11 of 12 and I think won 10 in regulation of their final 12 games down the stretch. A very tough place to go, a very loud building. They haven't been in the playoffs in a few years. It's going to be rocking.
There's some pent up,
Dude, one of the reasons in 21, I think it was, that they made that unlikely run deep into the East was people didn't want to go to their building. It's just not a fun place to have to play. And to go there 2-0 and you feel like, worst case scenario, you lose game three. Now you still have an opportunity in game four to take the 3-1 lead, and inevitably then you're in a golden spot. Don't look at Caps history. Tonight's just so big, man. And you've got the fans behind you. You've got the momentum of the overtime winner. You outplayed them for probably 46, 47 minutes of game one. You got to find a way. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to tell you, but if at the end of the night they're up 2-0, the chances of winning this series, rocket ship.
Well, I mean, it's like, think of baseball. The biggest difference in the sport is what happens on a 1-1 count, right? It's the, you go, your expected batting average, your expected result at the plate is, the largest possible gap, the largest possible fluctuation. So you want to avoid that 1-1 situation where whoever wins game three statistically wins the series. I know it's a little bit different in hockey, but that's kind of the thing we're talking about here. You're up 2-0. You can have one of those. Hey, they gave everything they had. They have all the momentum. The place went nuts. Talking about the Bell Center in Montreal. You're up. You're still in the driver's seat of this thing, right? If you just keep holding serve, you win the series. You know, they're the ones back against the wall now, right? Put their backs against the wall, I guess, is kind of the point of this. So this is a massive one, right? It's easier. It's not dire if you lose this game because you won game one. You put that deposit in the bank. But to your point, it's you have a chance now at an easier series, if that's such a thing, in the NHL. But this is a big one. So I what I'd expect is you may not get that same level of, oh my God, pucker that you got in the third period the other night for the Caps. Maybe that happens if they're giving away a lead again. But, I mean, to me, this is one of those, little bit of a sigh of relief after game one, play a little freer, a little easier, put together 60 minutes, and I'll take my chances.
Well, I also think that the way Alex Ovechkin played, scoring two goals, including an overtime winner, the way Anthony Beauvillier helped replace Alexi Protas, the way Alex Alexiev, who did have dental surgery done yesterday after losing a bunch of teeth, but he will play tonight, filled in admirably for Martin Ferravari, and the fact that Logan Thompson was back and was not watching Charlie Lindgren play, a lot of the nerves that we had while we were sitting here at City Tap House 48 hours ago, I don't want to say they've gone away, but they have been quelled and subsided some. The numbers, a team that takes a 2-0 series lead in a best-of-seven series all time wins that series at an 86% clip. I will take that.
Yeah, hard to argue with that, right?
That, when you go up 2-0 at home, goes up to 88%, which is odd because it means, you know, you're a little bit worse off if you win the first two in someone's building and then come back to your place. But I won't bother.
Because that usually what it means is you were the worst team for a larger sample.
Correct.
Right? So the better team winning, holding serve at home because they got their first two games at home, yeah, they're in the driver's seat. They're better, right?
All-time teams in the cap situation, though, where you go up 2-0 in your building and then hit the road, at about an 89% clip, 887, they win the series. So tonight, gargantuan, because you're down around 50% if it's split, and then you've lost home ice. So mm-hmm. goes without saying tonight is paramount. Looking at MoneyPuck, which is one of my favorite analytics sites for the NHL, they do a lot of math and data to just try to determine odds. Right now they give the Caps a 77% chance of getting to the second round, a 34% chance of getting to the conference final, a 14% chance of getting to the Stanley Cup, which I will take, by the way.
I'll take that right now.
And they've got them
at Wizards Cooper Flag odds.
6.1% to win the Stanley Cup. Now, if you're wondering, Winnipeg, Carolina, Toronto, Florida, even Vegas and L.A. narrowly, Colorado a little bit better. But the Caps at about 6% likely to win the Stanley Cup at this point. They've given them a chance right now to sweep this thing at 17%. I won't be using the S word on the show very much today. This team doesn't do that. So even up 3-0, I will assume that Montreal takes a game because you can just scroll through the Caps history as long as you want to.
Yep.
The whole 4-win, 0-losses thing isn't something we do around
these parts.
Not really
a thing. Not really a thing. If they were up by 8 goals with 30 seconds left in game 4, if they were up 3-0, I'd go, I think there's a pretty good chance. Like, that's as far as I would give it.
They might be able to pull it off.
I think they could do it.
Is the face-off in the offensive or defensive zone?
Neutral zone face-off.
Okay. Now
that's as far as I'm willing
to. I give them a shot.
Right.
Defensive zone, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They're like, whatever the craziest pace for allowing goals in human history.